The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
This guy said, keep me anonymous. A month or two ago, you did a segment called Should I Be Concerned? Well, I have that question for you guys. Over the weekend, cleaning the house, I found something peculiar. I found a clone a Willy kit. Not sure if you heard of this, but it's a molding of a penis to make a dildo. We're Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah, exactly.
For God's sake.
Surprised
it
wasn't trademarked.
Have we heard of
Dave and Chuck the Freak?
Have we
cloned a Willy? Please.
We've all cloned our Willys.
Well, you guys did it without me?
No,
sorry, James.
I would never do it without you.
He said, me being a curious male, I opened it. Well, inside, there was an actual huge dildo, definitely bigger than me.
Oh, no, like pre-made? Like she got it from someone else? I thought it was just a kit.
She's cloned someone else's.
Oh, no. That's a night. Mm. That is a nightmare and a half and a half.
A half and a half. That's a full nightmare, then.
That's a nightmare and a half and a half.
He says, so I live with my longtime girlfriend. Should I be concerned?
Yes.
Side note, it's in a part in the house I don't normally ever go in the laundry room.
You know, the only thing about it is, and Lisa would be the best on this case, obviously, but I think I would try and look on the box for any kind of
identifying markers
or like date. Where, because I don't know anything about these kits. I don't know if, like, the stuff inside goes bad or...
So it's like an old...
Well, I want to know. I would want to know right off the bat. Is this an old guy? Because I am way less concerned with...
We should play some Halloween music during this because this is spooky.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Very scary. This is a spooky, spooky story.
I don't know if you're just... I don't know if you, as many men, would be like, oh, whatever, that's like the last guy. He's huge. Number
right,
one.
I get
and she
it.
Saved it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, so, I understand, like, it's not, but I mean, I think my number one concern would be, like, am I going to get something? Is she banging someone right now, currently, at the same time
yeah,
as
I doubt
me?
It. Yeah.
That's my number one, you know, main concern.
Haunted mansion.
Yeah, this is him, like, rounding the corner in the laundry room, and he sees a box.
What's in that box?
What's in there?
What's in there?
What's in the box?
No!
It's a clone of Willy! No! I didn't clone my Willy!
It's bigger than me!
Oh, everyone else's is! It's over!
Seriously.
I would want to know.
I would not be cool.
I would want to know.
Not, I don't think any guy would be cool with a girl having a clone of Willy from her previous guy still.
No, God, I know how confident, like, you think you are, you know,
yeah,
your ego.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no matter how
no,
big
no.
you think you are, I don't care. It's still that other guy's dong.
Because doesn't that mean she really loved that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. She really
and,
loved
oh,
that part.
Absolutely.
I know she loved that part.
I don't want to dong about this.
And he's taking this one real tough.
Really,
that's a night. What a nightmare, though.
That's terrible.
Okay, so I'm going to say
nothing
this.
Worse. There's no mentally putting it away in a box.
Like, we all know. Like I
listen.
A clone of Willy was attached to a man.
Exactly.
Like, I'd rather have a, like, find, like, just a dildo.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
a generic
really.
Dildo,
and even still,
and not great,
and even still,
yeah, nightmare
if
town.
That thing is a
monster
hammer.
Yeah,
I'm still like, oh man,
I'm out, man.
What the
like,
hell, suction cup.
Yeah, but I'm
way
out.
Better than a clone of Willy.
Yes,
clone of Willy is much worse.
I bet there's no guy listening that would be okay with his woman having a penis mold.
Oh, some
from
guys
a previous
just
guy.
Don't care about the woman they're with.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Or
yeah, I think
to flip
guys-
it, a guy having a vag mold of a previous girlfriend.
Right, because I think that's
a pocket wussy.
That's,
I mean,
just as bad, probably.
I mean, if someone found like a fleshlight and
they just feel like he's a perv.
Well, then they opened it up and looked at it. I mean, it's off-putting.
Yeah,
like
but
it's a real.
You can't clone them from your lady.
Well, they're cloned from porn stars.
Well, sure.
So
but
I
that's
do
not,
wonder
you weren't with that porn star.
No, but
it's still
I do
different.
Wonder if you can. I don't know if
I
you
don't
can.
I don't think it's as bad because the female ego isn't attached to that
yes,
in
I get
the
it.
Same way that
like ours is. I think you're wrong. I think women would not be cool to find out that was your previous lady's
badge.
Oh, no,
I wouldn't like that.
I think they could get over it much easier.
Well, like they go down into
not
your
the
basement.
Other lady's badge, but like a...
No, you know, that's like if I molded like an ex-girlfriend's parts, like some kind of weird art thing, and like I had it like a piece of art, and then I threw it in a closet, and then you clean the closet, and you're like, what is this? And it's exactly the imprint of someone's lady parts.
Should be an indication of
like you're doomed. I mean,
oh my
with.
God, absolutely.
God, don't ignore any signs. No
good. This is scary, scary.
Don't
clone
ignore
of
them, please.
Halloween talk.
Okay, so if there's anyone listening that would be fine with their partner having a mold of their previous partner's genitalia, 1-855-954-6969.
I just couldn't get it out of my mind.
It'd be it.
That's all you'd see.
That's all I'd see.
That's all you'd see. Now, okay, I'll say this.
You can, like, put it inside and realize.
Yeah, it's wider than I. Jesus. I'd put it all together, man.
Yeah.
And I would be like,
it's time to go.
I don't know where we're going from here.
There could be a chance that that's just a box. That she did this with someone else, but that just where she kept her regular dildo.
No way.
You
no way.
So? It's probably got.
It's not in there now. I missed that part.
No.
It's in there.
It
but I'm saying
in the box.
Oh, like, let's just say it's a box, a Clone Willy box that she just shoved some dildos in, and it's not actually an X's.
You can tell.
No way. You could Google and see like what they look like, right? You could.
What, Clone Willy?
Yeah, like it would like, be different.
I'm assuming it's got its own like resin color.
It looks more like an actual.
I thought it was like. Distinctive, you would be able to tell.
Yeah, I think
they now offer colors.
Clone a Willy plus balls, too.
Oh, jeez. Well, at least I could get them in there.
Easy to make.
Make it look a little bit more you impressive. Jeez, you find that thing.
You can just do it at home.
Yeah, I think that's how people
insert
do it.
Your Willy, pour in the rubber, pull out the replica.
Is it just plain old rubber?
A huge compliment, too, if your partner wants you to do this when you're currently with them. To me, that's a huge compliment.
I had a girl ask me to do it, and I was like, why?
That's incredible.
That's incredible. There's nothing incredible about this
I know,
thing.
But it's just but incredible to be asked to
I don't
do
know
that.
Now in hindsight what that was about.
thinking about it more.
I'm just glad I made the right choice and didn't clone my Willy.
Yeah, that was a smart choice.
You're so smart.
You ain't lying.
I don't need any clones of this thing running around out there.
Last thing I need. Running around in the world.
I don't need some guy
circulating,
picking it up, thinking it's like a fishing lure.
I'll catch a nice bass with this one.
Yeah, no. Someone said, what kind of psycho Buffalo Bill would be okay with their partner having a mold of an ex's bits? That's what I think.
I don't think.
That's why I was saying, I bet there's no one listening that would be okay with it.
That's what you call a deal breaker.
Yes.
Not a normal thinking human.
No.
You know?
And check out all the rooms in your house when you're living with somebody. Make sure you're not living with Buffalo Bill.
Definitely. Yeah, the first thing you do.
If I saw the box, I would be hoping to myself, this was some kind of gag gift that was purchased for them. And then I would open the box. And the second that you see that it's been used, there's no going back.
There's no going back. That's like finding the Necronomicon from the Army of Darkness.
Everything's different then.
The only thing that's good about it is that it was found in the laundry room. Nothing important is kept in the laundry room.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Trying to hide it.
That's what I think it's hidden.
I don't think that a Willy would be in the laundry room.
Some people attach things to laundry machines.
It's like Clue! The Willy is in the laundry room. Colonel Mustard had the Clone Willy.
Yeah.
Do those things have the suction cup bottom if you want them? Did that one look like it did?
It didn't to me. I don't know.
I don't think they do.
That scary one.
She was thinking men will never do laundry, right. So that's the perfect place to put it.
That is. She was hiding it.
No, it doesn't have
okay.
sex. She was hiding it. She was hiding it.
Well, it's just some people do stuff in the laundry room, too. I know that that's weird. Yeah. But
I was with a girl like that.
Yeah, some people do stuff in the laundry
room. Spin cycle bitches.
Yeah.
Someone said
spin cycle bitches.
The new washing machine technology?
Well, no, this was old.
Not everybody has a new one.
I was a teenager.
I know.
It was no front loader back. Mine still gets after it.
Yeah.
You know?
I can.
Mine
if you fill it too much.
Yeah, exactly. Mine still gets after it. You can set it up right.
Oh, no. I'm not sure.
This is not it.
Chuck left the laundry room. He's gone to.
That's what you need after.
Oh, that's after I killed myself.
This guy said, my ex actually took the clone of Willie when we broke up, so I wonder if this is my ex.
I bet that just statistically it's not.
Good call.
Probably a lot of clone willies out
there. How many ladies, though, take their clone of Willie when they break up? Well, your dong is mine.
That's a funny. That's a male ego thing, too. It's got to be mine.
Yeah,
and some other
exactly
dude found it.
It's totally mine. Yeah.
This is totally about me.
It's all about me.
It's so funny because, like, if it's anything to do with a donger, I know it's not about me.
Same. And, like, but this guy's he's like, I know they're in, like, you know, a bunch of states and a bunch of big cities and everything. But this is definitely.
Oh, that's my girl.
About me and my ex because I rock it with this thing.
Yeah.
Someone said finding a clone of Willie is actually better than she went back for the real thing.
No, it's the same.
Oh,
I feel like they're neck and neck.
I always used to
shaft
believe.
Shaft and shaft, really.
You know, depending on the age of somebody and something like that, I always used to believe there's, you meet somebody, there's probably someone that they're still like madly in love with.
Yeah.
Or at least mentally in their head. I mean, there's a chance of it until like time goes by and they realize, oh yeah, no, forget all that. Some guy's going to screw a girl up really, really bad.
Yeah.
And this could be the remnants of that.
Yeah.
And women always get over it, though.
You don't want that.
Well, yeah, time. Time will get it. Yeah, time will do it. But
Brian's in Southfield. Hi, Brian.
How old you are.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, man. What's your comment?
In college, I went to an art school, and I actually molded my girlfriend's breasts.
Yes.
In different positions.
Okay.
So laying back, straight forward, left, right.
Motorboat.
And then I hung them on the wall in my shop, and my new wife just refused to go in there because I had her breasts hanging up there.
So did you remove your ex's breasts?
I did.
Yeah, that's the right call, my friend.
Good call. Yeah.
It doesn't make you feel very good when you got that.
Come on,
up.
I mean.
It's awful. Thing.
Imagine going into like your lady's work and she's just got a wall of dicks.
Yeah, it's looks like
it's a whole bunch of. I'd really appreciate if you take those down. I don't know what that's about.
It's like a wall of like Gonzo's nose.
It's terrible.
This is awful.
So should this guy be concerned?
He should. That's it. I mean,
absolutely. Would you confront your lady if you found her clone of Willie in the laundry room?
Yeah, you definitely confront. Confront because, you know, you want to get as much information that your brain can process to help you move on.
Well, that's, and it helps. Like, hopefully she'll just, you know. I don't know. Whatever she tells you, does it matter?
No.
It's just about,
it's not going to be a good story.
It's not going to be a good story.
It's not going to be a good story, but I'd rather her be like, oh, yeah, that's Jimmy's, and I love Jimmy, and it's like Jimmy's huge, and I can't let him go, and it's like, all right, tell me more.
It helps
tell me
to
more.
Hear the truth.
You know, tell me more. So then you can like be like, okay, I'm cool with moving on. Yeah. I didn't realize.
Someone said, tell that Jimmy to relax. Jimmy. My ex kept mine, too. When she moved out, I told her to leave it. She refused, though. She kept it. Happens more than you think.
Yeah, that's just.
Well, then that's a new question I got to ask if I'm ever. Did you ever clone one of your boyfriend's penises? Because I can't. I'm not emotionally set up.
You got to put that in the questions
I
now?
I do. I got to put it in the questions now.
Damn.
That's
it.
Like one of my prerequisites now. Great.
Put that in your notes.
Just
on
great.
Your phone.
Yeah, I will. I gotta put that in my phone.
I'll be honest.
I gotta go right now and put that in my phone.
It's better. I do it. It's better to ask. It's better to ask than to have this happen.
To find
but
one.
But then again, like if you're with a normal woman, she might be like,
she'll just
what?
Say no.
Well, I don't care. That's the risk I gotta take now. I would just be like, what?
You think I shouldn't ask you? Because, no, in my luck, I'd be like, I'm going to do laundry because I'm a nice fella.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm like, don't. And it hits and me that, on the
yeah,
face.
Exactly.
It knocks me out because it's gigantic.
Oh, my God, right out.
That's a great sound effect.
You wake up and it's like on your mouth.
Yeah, my God, no!
But if you ask a woman this in your questions, and then she's going to be like, you think I'm a whore?
Yeah. I think you're all whores. Until no, I want to make sure you're not.
Exactly. I think you're all whores until you prove you're not.
You think I clone Willie's?
Do you know how you met me? Do you know how you met me?
Lisa takes it real seriously.
You think I clone Willie's? You think I'm a whore?
I met you on Tinder, so yeah. I kind of, a little bit, am worried you're a whore.
I guess you maybe just tiptoe around and be like, have you ever heard of
Clone Away?
Clone Away?
Yeah, just enter it gently.
Yeah.
Then she's going to be like, what, you want me to clone your Willie?
No. I'd be like, oh, God, no.
I mean, maybe if you love it, if you love it.
I guess you really, there's no solution.
A whore?
I'm no hoping solution. You're only a whore for me.
I just wanted to know so I don't have extra therapy sessions.
It's expensive.
I love going through like the dating process with you. Yes. Like we do a run, run through.
Yep.
It's great. It's
well, because I've been on this show. So exactly. Well, I imagine the damage that's been done.
Yeah, no, a lot. Quite a bit. Quite a bit. This guy said, my ex would love to find that, or she says, my ex would love to find that because he was lightly into cucking, but in a weird way.
Oh.
So that's one guy who would be okay with Clone Willie, right?
Like,
ooh, isn't that a twist to it that I didn't even think about that?
I thought of that right away. I didn't
say
that
she's into, like, she wants you to be a cuck.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
So, like, I'll keep this around, and when he finds it, we'll see how he reacts to it, because maybe I can cuck him up.
No, he's cucking me up.
No way.
Cuck me up. Cuck me up, buttercup. Clone a Willie could have been a gag gift from a friend. No, because
it was used. It was made.
It wasn't like in the still just the mold that you make. It was already pre-made.
It was a dong.
And if some idiot guy that you were with before made that, right? He was like, yeah, here's my Willie, you know, as a gift.
Hey,
you take that, you throw it away. Too. You get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like a normal girl should be like, should know that she shouldn't bring that to the new relationship of all things.
And in the laundry room, just
and that's where we all do laundry. That's unnecessary. That's where I keep the Tide Pods. Why would you do that? I keep the Tide Pods there.
Oh, man, I would need Lisa on this case. Like, if I was the guy, I'd pick the phone right up.
You should take photos.
I'd be like, Lisa, get here as soon as you can.
Get here as soon as you can.
Because I'd need her to check, like, the dust level. I need her, like...
where was it in the laundry room,
where
exactly?
Is it? What kind of dust pattern was left behind when you removed the box? Like, all of the things that, as a guy, we wouldn't even think of, and a girl would be able to be like, this has been here since 2009.
Oh. What I'd do is I'd get some tongs that I can throw away later, and I'd grab it, and then I'd put it on the center of the kitchen table.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'd
wait so for it's her to get home.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'd be like, we gotta have a talk. I found this. What's
and
that?
What's amazing is you can't even lift it with, like, you got the hot dog ones, right. But it's just too heavy.
It's too heavy. It's bending the tongs, for God's sake.
It's too huge. That sucks. I gotta get barbecue stuff.
Because I could deal with, like, now, like, I can deal, at 36, finally, I can deal with maybe a girl's head bigger.
Oh my God! I know they have.
Yeah,
knows a girl's.
But to see it is a different.
Okay, I'm telling this guy you need to confront her about it. We need pics and a follow up.
Pics
and
yeah, we need pics.
Good to see, because we'd be able to tell then if that's actually because you can tell the difference, I believe, between a clone of Willie and a regular, like,
I would assume that it would just look less professionally made, right?
But I still am like I'm not the guy for you if you got just a giant regular standard dildo.
That's more the woman who initiates this whole cloning thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not the guy who usually
but to
like,
keep it into the next relationship.
Well, one woman said that her guy got her the kit because he wanted her to use it while he was on.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I think that's it's only the only time you really buy this thing is there's going to be some distance between you, and it's kind of like this weird attempt to hold on to some kind of physicality between yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Lisa Way's Clone of Willie Forensics.
I'm telling you, I would call Lisa right away. I'd be crying.
I don't know if I could even get words out to Lisa if this happened to me.
I'd be crying so
Calm down. Where was the clone of Willie?
It was in the laundry room.
Okay.
I was in the laundry. It's like 9 inches or something. I don't even know.
Are you sure it's 9 inches?
I got longer than I got.
Breathe into a paper bag.
Grab the Xanax.
I'm doubling up.
I'll be right over.
Thank you,
Lisa. Someone said, just ask her this perfectly normal question. Do you still put your ex-boyfriend's penis in your vagina?
That's a hard-hitting question.
Oh, my God.
It's like, seriously, I keep trying to, like, literally put myself in the situation.
That's a little
devastating.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what words I'd say to her. I'd just be like,
he's, like, moved in with her?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's...
They're, like, real serious.
What are you doing?
Dude.
What are you doing? I'd have to move out.
Voice changing technology. This guy's joining us. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
I bought some Clone of Willie kits before I got to bang the current significant other.
What was the purpose?
Of what it is.
Oh, yes.
I wanted her to get that before I got to giving that to her.
Okay.
But the first one I ordered, I didn't write my apartment number on, so it went to my apartment manager.
Oh, no. That's no good.
So that was a little awkward.
Sure, yeah.
The second one, I couldn't say hard enough long enough because it was just sticking my wang in like a jar of Nutty Buddies.
Yeah, it's weird.
Nutty
Buddies.
So that wasn't good. But the third one, I used up like all of the juice, and I was like, man, this barely made my hold on. And then I found out her last boyfriend was a, those tall hairspray bottles.
So, can I just go back for a second? You thought you'd clone it for and give it to her before you even had sex?
Yeah, like, get ready for this.
Oh, yeah. Well, sneak preview. We had done other things, but not the thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've never heard of a pre-gift.
Yeah, that's bold.
Yeah, that's bold. Dave bangs you on the third date.
Yeah, I don't have time to make a clone of Willie.
Come on.
He cuts you loose if you don't have sex with the mother.
Yeah, we're not waiting that long where I'm sending you clones.
Yeah.
I just don't get the point.
Sending the clone of Willie first is like, you know, when you go to the movies, you watch a trailer before you see the movie.
Trailer.
This is like his trailer.
His trailer.
You know? Mm. He's like, I like what you see and feel here. Just wait till you feel the real thing.
Yeah, I guess the trailer for me was always just like when you did the check, because they do the check, they grab it.
Mm.
And then if you do other stuff before you go all the way, that's the trailer. You don't need to make a rubber.
No, that's foreplay.
Well, it is foreplay.
Yeah. Someone said, holy hell, if my wife found a pocket wussy of my ex, all hell would commence. She turns into an exorcist if she finds me watching porn. So Lord help us all if she found that.
I think on both sides, it's just bad.
Yeah, for both sides, it's not.
Unless you're a certain kind of person that can take that kind of thing.
I am not.
The only way I could really not care is if I really didn't care.
That's the only way. Is he sure it's not a clone of his? Yeah, he said it's way bigger than
him. Oh my God, it's huge.
So that's for sure.
Way bigger.
I don't like saying that anymore.
No. One more call here, still with voice changing. Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So this guy found his girlfriend's clone of Willie, and it's not of his Willie. He thinks it could be an ex's, so we're telling him to confront her, but you had a comment.
I made one once for a neighbor I was seeing secretly, and then when we finally broke things off, I told her, you know, I kind of need this back, and she stuck it in her mouth and said, nope, it's mine, so I don't know.
She claimed it at parties or what. Well, thank God you were having a relationship. I thought you were just giving it out to neighbors as like, welcome to the neighborhood.
It was a secret relationship.
Yeah. So to me, I feel like what's going on there is like, especially if you're the guy and you're like, hey, it's over. And then someone has that on you.
That's tough.
And they're not going to give it up because they could just show up. Right? They could.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever seen this before? Does this look just like your husband?
That guy should be very nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
She's going to use it against him if she needs it.
You can't.
It's her little It's like an insurance policy.
Absolutely. I feel like James would react the same way if you tried to take back your Clone of Willie from him. He'd just show it.
I would never.
It's my Willie! Yeah. I'm going to suck on this.
Okay.
I think it's funny that they reacted the same way my pit bull reacts when I'm trying to take away a toy. That just turns.
Give me that. That's mine. No. And then runs around the yard with it.
Yeah. All right, so I've emailed this guy. I've said he's got a confronter, and then he's got to follow up. So if he does, we will, of course, give you the update.
I think Andy had the best way to do it, too, is you just... Because the only way that you're going to guarantee it is to go bring it upstairs or wherever. Put it right on the island. Put it right on the kitchen table.
We're having an instant meeting.
It's a meeting. Yeah, absolutely.
Meeting time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Two rich neighbors are feuding.
My God!
That's the last time
I hate him.
You enter my gigantic lawn.
I am going to build an even larger brick wall between us.
I'm going to buy an airspace company and make a house that floats right over yours.
Damn you, Elon. Damn you, Elon.
Just because you have a lot of money doesn't guarantee you'll not act like an adult and a toddler. There is a 76-year-old billionaire investor named Bill Gross who lives in Laguna Beach, California.
I'm going to start dating that guy.
Well, he's in a battle with his next-door neighbor, younger guy, 56-year-old, very rich, not quite as rich as Bill. His name is Mark Tofik. He's a tech entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Mark does not like that Bill, the older guy, put up a 22-foot-long blue glass sculpture on his property last year.
Look at how gorgeous this is.
And then put up poles and netting to protect it. He says it completely blocks his view.
I can't see anything now. Because of your blue, weird, what is that even?
It's like a glass whale.
I hate it. And then your safety nets for it? Bizarre.
I love it. I can't listen. Meteors could fall and hit it. It's made of glass.
This is ridiculous.
Bill.
I'm not moving it.
He's called the city. They haven't done anything yet. Bill, the older guy, he got revenge for the complaint.
Oh, you want to complain?
Is there photos of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He blast this.
Have a little of that!
Gilligan's Island.
At all hours.
Over and over and over and over, huh?
He has put the Gilligan's Island song on repeat and blast it towards Mark's house at all hours because he complained about his blue glass sculpture.
Oh.
It just plays on a loop over and over.
Could you imagine that?
And over again.
Ahoy, you son of a bitch!
How long do you put up with that before you just find where the source of the, like the speaker, and you just devastate it?
This is the view of the sculpture from Mark's house, so that's what he looks at. And here's another picture of the sculpture here.
That's hilarious.
What a weird... I think if you had that much money, you wouldn't be able to see anybody. Anyone else?
Why would you?
They're closer than you think, you know?
They are closer. Yeah.
And I mean, it's not really obstructing his view that much, right?
Not really. I mean, I guess he wants to see
those
trees.
I would assume the view is this way, right?
Yeah. Not,
that's to his side.
That's what
I mean,
you think.
Maybe, unless that's the way his house is pointed, the backyard.
The nets are unnecessary. I mean, they really could have just been like...
Is he trying to keep birds out of there?
I don't know, but I've never seen a piece of artwork covered in a protective net before, too.
No, because you want people to see
it
art.
It should just be out there.
And it's more like a sculpture, a glass sculpture garden.
That's what it looks like.
A piece of art. Like, if you click the link to the actual article, Dave, you can see, like, what it actually looks like without the net. And it just looks like a bunch of different glass pieces together. I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
you'll open up that one.
You can't.
Just click allow ads, maybe.
I can look at
well, then we'll never see,
yeah,
see the page.
We'll never see the end of it.
I'm calling the city on this website.
Okay, number one.
That is an old That's
ugly.
Yard. That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You can see this at DaveAndJackTheFreak.com, by the way, if you want to.
It is.
Why would you buy that? But number two, it looks so fragile, made of glass, and he's so worried about it breaking. Why put it in your backyard?
I built the most fragile, expensive garden.
So now that his view is straight ahead, like that, he looks at the water. But it, I guess if he looks to the side, he hates the view of the netting.
Oh, yeah. These poor people.
These poor rich problems.
Right. Yeah,
let's go take all their stuff. What do you guys say?
Okay. I call dibs on the dolphin. The dolphin glass piece.
That is, so then their egos are just crazy too.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Yeah. They're used to getting everything they want.
This guy must have let the LA Times into his house. Oh, listen, you can hear the music.
That is messed up.
I'm 72. I just turned down my hearing aids. I don't hear that song at all. But I know it's playing.
It's funny because the other guy's like, I know you can hear it.
Yeah.
Even with your hearing aids out.
Nope. I can't hear it.
Are these people really old?
Well, no, the
one guy 76.
Oh, yeah,
the guy with the sculpture who's blaring Gilligan's Island now.
Yeah,
he's 76.
Yeah, he's old.
His neighbor is the guy who complained, who now has to listen to this and doesn't like the view. He's 56.
That's why he picked Gilligan's Island. He's old.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
That was, that was hot jam when he was. You know,
this will get right under his skin.
Oh, it will though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that garden's really stupid, and so is Gilligan's Island's theme song. So they're both.
Yeah, equally stupid.
Right.
Yeah, so now lawsuits, charges, and restraining orders have all been filed. There's going to be a hearing on the restraining orders and harassment charges next week. Bill has until the middle of next month to try and get the right permits to keep his sculpture. If he doesn't, he has to have it removed.
You know,
until then, Mark just has to sit back and hear a tale of a fateful trip.
The thing is, the only thing that makes the sculpture garden even visible, really, is there's a couple pieces that are tall and it might stick up over that fence that's built. But that he put that net there.
Yeah, and that's his only complaint is the net. It's not the sculpture garden.
Yeah, he put the net there to mess with this guy, I almost think.
Mm. It seems like something he's doing to poke the bear.
Yeah.
He's really... You're a couple of billionaires. It's like you got little kids kicking soccer balls around to hit those glass sculptures.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm a billionaire. If a piece of glass breaks,
you can fix it.
Just, hey, excuse me, make another one.
They probably paid about $3 million for that. Who are you kidding? They're rich.
But, but you're dumb.
Well, then one breaks, then you just send your servant down to Home Depot and you buy something that looks like it'll match.
Yes.
For $20.
Excuse me, servant. Go to Home Depot.
It doesn't look incredible. I'd just be shooting it with BBs all
That's
the
what
time.
I was like, that'd be a great BB gun range.
Yeah.
Bing, ching, bing, ching, bing, ching.
Maybe that's, they've had problems before, and he's like, I know that son of a bitch is going to go after my sweet, sweet $1 million.
Well, it does look like he's blocking it from him.
Yeah, I was going to say, it only...
It's like a soccer net almost with the...
Yeah, like the other side is open, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like to protect it in case this guy starts to throw rocks and stuff at it.
Yeah, threatened it.
Yeah. That's what it is. This guy has probably said, I'm going to smash it.
No, you're not. Not with my safety net. My huge, annoying safety net.
Oh, you're going to hate that net. Oh, I'm going to make the biggest net.
Rich people problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy take. You never hear about like that kind of a neighbor fight.
No. Generally like a trashy neighbor fight.
Your tree's in my lawn.
What's incredible is it doesn't matter as humans, like how much money you give us, how much, you know, it doesn't matter. We all still go through the same crap.
Oh,
you get a bad neighbor, you end up hating them.
We've had a bunch of stories like that through the years of rich people feuds, neighbor feuds. I think didn't a guy like get like a giant middle finger statue put on his lawn to point at his neighbor?
He did. One of the greatest
when they were fighting?
Statues ever.
I wish I had that middle finger statue.
I know.
Someone texted in that this guy who's complaining needs to set up his own speakers, but with a tone that will shatter the glass.
That's a brilliant idea.
That's hilarious. Oh, sorry. It was just my speakers.
Have a little science.
JBLs.
Right, because the younger guy, he's the tech entrepreneur. He's probably more savvy than that.
He could probably do it.
He could shatter those things with a single tone.
Right.
Oopsie. Nothing to protect now.
Mm. Just, it sucks when someone that you live next to decides to do something stupid. Like build a glass, ugly glass sculpture garden.
Yeah.
My grandma had a neighbor that inexplicably built some kind of weird homemade brook fountain thing.
Yeah.
And like it went over into my grandma's property and she was real cool about it because she was just a chill kind of lady or whatever. But like it was just, I remember my dad being like, why in the hell? Like my dad was mad. At
like
this
he
guy.
Hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that stuff.
Yeah. I don't get it.
People will hate my pond. They're going to hate it.
I think they'll like it. Why do they hate it?
We'll see.
My neighbor has a pond, and I love the sound of it.
Oh, is it nice?
Mm-hmm.
I thought a lot of people didn't like the sound of like just water all constantly.
I like it.
Like trickling.
It's relaxing.
Yeah.
You're putting a pond in?
I think I'm going to, yeah.
Like a koi pond, or what are you doing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the koi world's big time, man. They got like... magazines that are like koi people magazines.
I know. I gotta steal some koi. No one thinks to do that.
He's gonna put in his own pond, but he's gonna steal some koi for it.
Them. In the middle of the night,
somebody's looking out of their koi pond, and you've got one in a net. You put it in a tank.
Hits the news headlines. Radio guy steals koi fish.
Yep. There's some places that they don't even care.
Really? They're just free koi fish?
Well, if you, every once in a while, you'll find a place that like closed down and it was like attached. It was near
like a brook or something.
And they're just,
aren't koi fish just big goldfish?
Sort of, yeah.
Let's go get a goldfish. And
When I was freelance,
they're not even that expensive.
Writing, there was a job one time and I was like, I don't think I'm going to take that one. It was writing for a koi people magazine.
Yeah. Koi people.
Yeah, it was like the koi enthusiasts.
Huh.
Well, Chuck could write for that.
Well, you know, I remember I went to one of these resorts and they just around their little restaurant thing had a little thing and it had these koi in it and they were gigantic. And the thing is, if you know about it, if they're colored the right way and they're big enough, they're worth
tons of money.
So much money. My God, it's crazy. That's why people breed them, because they're hoping to get this right color combination that then like a guy in Japan will spend like $15,000 for your fish.
Wow. I should get in the koi game then.
Yeah.
So my dad had a feud with our neighbors for years. He finally put a large sign flipping them off that said, mind your own business, lard ass and baldy.
Wow.
And he put it in a spot in our backyard so they could only see it if they were looking over into our backyard for no reason.
Mind your own business, lard ass and baldy.
I love that sign.
I do too.
Especially if you put it in just a view when they're snooping and they see it. Like that's like perfect.
Only the husband was fat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're not seeing the work of a master criminal here in this first one. Saturday night, two guys break into a restaurant in England. One of them stole some stuff and ran off. The other one, well, the next morning, the owner gets to the restaurant, hears some noises coming from the bathroom.
Yeah.
So he goes back in there to check it out, realizes there'd been a break-in because he saw the thief sleeping on the bathroom floor, and he had a mop bucket filled with booze next to him, along with a half-eaten cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of what he discovered. The cheesecake has melted quite a bit.
Don't eat that.
That's how.
Don't eat it.
The top layer just still good.
Mm.
Yeah.
He called the cops. They came and arrested the guy. The cops believe he was on drugs, which is what made him think taking a nap in the middle of a break-in and eating some cheesecake was a good idea. Now the cops are searching for the thief who didn't fall asleep. He's the one that got away.
Imagine we go in and rob someplace, and you just get tired and I just leave you?
No.
I hope you'd stick with me.
I hope we're a team.
Dave, come on. You got to go.
It's caramel cheesecake. Go. Just go. I'm just going to have the cheesecake.
You're like, I took another Mexican Sudafed. I'm so tired. I'm like, Dave, I can't carry you.
It's caramel cheesecake.
Where's the cheesecake beer bucket?
Down the beer bucket, Dave.
Where's the cheesecake?
Okay,
beer
first
bucket?
Of all, that's a restaurant mop bucket.
Oh, ew. My God, it's
imagine
disgusting.
Eating a cheesecake out of a restaurant mop bucket.
It's totally a story today.
I know, I'm sorry, Lisa. This is like a nightmare.
I need to get peppermint tea.
Calm your stomach. Yeah. That's a hilarious remedy. That's it. This is so bad. I am calling out the big guns. All right, it's peppermint tea time.
She went to her office. There's like a box on the, it's on like the wall.
She got to break glass to get into it.
You made me look at that house in Kentucky. Now she's taking a mop bucket.
Can you steep me some hot water in there, please? My goodness.
Cheesecake,
please tell me we have a cup in a mop bucket. It's peppermint tea time.
This will soothe everything.
Oh, my God. There it is.
That's it. That's too many garbage tales.
It's a peppermint tea alarm. It's gone off.
It's a job for peppermint tea.
That was awesome. If you saw her, if you could see her, she held it up really close to the microphone like she's going to take a sip. And I could see it. I can see it in her eyes. Yeah. She's like, it's like,
she's broken.
I'm going to be okay, though. Yeah.
Like, this is going to ground me.
Yeah, just
this is going to take me back to reality.
Peppermint tea was helping her even get through saying it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
She's like, yes, some people live like that. But I just got this peppermint tea.
You know, some days are more stressful than others. And some days, you need some peppermint tea to get you through.
Oh, man.
Calm that stomach down.
That's one thing I've never turned to in times of trouble.
They say peppermint. Peppermint makes you feel
it's
better.
It's supposed to.
I could use some.
Fell down a mountain, broke my leg or something, and like some strangers walking by. I'd be like, hey, quick, peppermint tea. Stop!
I'm telling you, Lisa would every once in a while, like if Dave was not feeling great or I was not feeling great, she'd like lift things. And she'd break out some
her
kind of special
chest.
Magic tea.
You have tea for everything.
She opens her magic tea chest.
Yeah.
I know this isn't your thing, but drink it. And you'll feel you'll feel better. Like, then it would work.
Dirty houses, mop buckets with cheesecake. What do I need?
Peppermint tea.
In her flowery little cup.
I feel like she barely made it to her office. Like using the walls to stabilize herself. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure I can do it.
If I can just reach the peppermint tea.
Yeah.
You did, luckily.
And you're here with us.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.